Hey, everybody, it's Brian Murphy, and thanks for downloading the Murph and Mac podcast on KNBR.com, presented by the California Bank of Commerce.
Tune in to KNBR 680, the sports leader, home of the Giants and the 49ers.
And check out KNBR.com for more podcasts, breaking news, features, and analysis from around the Bay Area.
Turning our minds to quarterbacks in the NFL, what a time to welcome back our friend. We've enjoyed talking to him all year, and our first real chance to dive in the offseason with 49er general manager and Pro Football Hall of Fame nominee.
There you go.
John Lynch, yes. On the UMA guest line. First of all, John, great to have you back on the Murph and Mac show. How are you?
Hey, John.
I'm doing great. Yeah, I'm glad you guys Hawaii, all these vacations you've been taking over with, so we can get you on the air.
You know where we're going next is Pebble Beach. Will we see you there?
You guys going down?
Yeah, we do our show down there next week.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
yeah. I suppose I got to find my way down there. I've never been to that event. I've been to Pebble before, but maybe I'll find my way down there.
Yeah, come on down. It's a great, great time, and there will be a number of football luminaries too. You get some good football talk. In fact, Tony Romo and that whole crew will be there. So, well, John, let's roll. Now, what's your game plan? You going to Minneapolis to kind of rub elbows this week and talk to everybody, or no?
I am. I am. I'm heading down tomorrow. You know, when you're a finalist for this Hall of Fame, they it's a cruel process. They hold you up basically on Saturday in a room and make you wait and to find out if you got in or not. You either get a knock, which is good news. From David Baker and the phone crew, or you get a phone call. So, you know what? As I say every year, it's incredibly humbling just to be in those final 15 and mentioned with those other names, and you try to treat it as such. Not to say that it's not a little grueling. And I think, as I've discussed with you, I think the most grueling part of it is, you know, you've had success in your career and life, and you usually feel like you are somewhat in control. There's no control right now. You know, your story's been written long ago, and so now you sit back and let other people evaluate that. And the overwhelming feeling for me is it's just incredibly humbling to be mentioned with these other great players and coaches and such.
What's your game plan to kill time in the room? I mean, that's got to be incredibly nerve-wracking. You have no control, and you're just sitting there
kind of sweating it out, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I've cheated the last few years because they tell you they really don't want you leaving. I tried that the first year, and Linda and I were just sitting on the edge of the bed. It wasn't very fun. So I've, you know, in years past, I've told my marketing agent, book me an appearance, you know, make me busy, and they could call me, and I'll get back and get the room in proper time. So I just try to stay busy on that day. You know, this year I don't have a game plan yet, but I'm sure we'll put one together just to keep my mind occupied.
Go see a movie. Go see Darkest Hour with Gary Oldman.
That'd be
and then,
cool.
You know what I mean? Just
that'd
keep your
cool.
phone on silent.
Great suggestion. I like it.
It's supposed to be a great movie,
yeah,
by the
Gary
way.
Gary Oldman's
it's
money.
A great history lesson.
Well, that'd be terrible. You miss the call and then you say next.
Yeah, that's right. They go to next. It's like a deli, right?
Hey, you didn't answer the phone, John. Sorry. We had to move on.
They called your number. All right, John. We were able to talk for 4 minutes about the great honor of you being on the Hall of Fame finalist list, and then we go to our rule that if we go more than 5 minutes on KNBR without mentioning Jimmy Garoppolo,
I tase Murph.
We get fined by our bosses. So, what can you tell us? I know you gave those quotes at the Senior Bowl last week, but what can you tell our listeners, our 49er faithful out there, about the status of negotiations with Jimmy Garoppolo's camp?
Well, Bob Lang got me on the call, and he informed me that you guys are looking for an official. So I'll tell you guys something. You know, we haven't told anyone else, and you know, one word, and that word is patience. you know, we are, you know, as I said last week, we're working hard, and these things are complicated. You know, we feel optimistic, you know, in the discussions we've had with Jimmy's side. And not going to give a play-by-play, as I said, we agreed with Don Yee and Jimmy's camp that we weren't going to give play-by-plays on this. We were going to let it happen. But I can tell you that we've had productive conversations and remain very optimistic. And I think the most important thing in a deal like this is that, as I said, we want Jimmy very much to be our franchise quarterback for years to come. And Jimmy wants that very much as well. And so, you know, to me, that makes too much sense not to happen. And so we're going to continue working. You know, Don Yee's got another quarterback in this game. He's very focused on this game. So, you know, we kind of let this week play out and go back to work. And you know, we'll see. That's the best update I can give you. And like I said, we're not gonna play this thing out in front of everyone. But you know, very hopeful that you know, whatever that time is, that we're gonna have some real exciting news for everyone.
I think it's a very fair answer. And as always, John, you're very generous with your time and thoughts. And you know, knowing that you have restrictions, and for people who don't know, Don Yee, who represents Jimmy Garoppolo, is also Tom Brady's agent.
This is kind of like Christmas, though, when you're a little kid and your parents are like, hey, don't get too excited. We still got 3 weeks before you open the presents. John, I just want to tell you, man, we're out in the community. Murph and I were out at a concert the other night, and I'm not kidding you. There are people still talking Jimmy Garoppolo. The buzz is still out there. I mean, did you expect this kind of turnaround, this kind of impact, and has that reached you, the level of Jimmy G fever that really has swept through the Bay Area?
Yeah, we really didn't have any level of expectation. I mean, we, you know, everybody, it's been well documented. You know, the thing happened very quickly, and he was a guy that we liked, that we coveted. We liked his skill set. But even then, you really don't know what you're getting because you've never really truly been around him. And so, you know, I really praise Kyle Shanahan and his coaching staff, Rich Scangarello, our quarterback coach, everybody on that offensive staff, and really on the team, for not rushing him. You know, I think that could have been, as Kyle and I had early conversations, that would have been the worst thing we could have done, put him in there when he wasn't ready. You're not setting him up for success. And we were very patient with that. And they worked tirelessly. You got to give Jimmy the credit. And even then, when he went in, he had kind of a limited knowledge of the playbook. And that's not a knock on anything on Jimmy. In fact, it's a great compliment. It's just the reality that without an offseason, you can't fully dive into this thing. And so to have the success he did, I thought it was remarkable. You know, it gave us a tremendous finish to the season. I think the one thing we all have to get refocused on is that that's all it is. That was last season. And if you look at kind of the standard bearer in our league, the Patriots, one thing they talk about more than anyone is each year is a new story and you rewrite it. And, you know, do I believe in momentum going into next year? No, but I believe in the reality that some good things were happening, including Jimmy, including a lot of young players stepping up and playing, including players starting to understand what the coaches wanted out of them. So those are good signs, but we're going to have to – we're going to go in with a new team. That's the reality of this league. And we've got a lot of improvements to make. We were a 6-10 team. I think we were 1-5 in our division. That's not good enough. Your first goal is always to win your division. So there's a lot to be improved upon. And, you know, we're enjoying the time off, but eager in getting back to work.
Talking to John Lynch, 49er general manager on the UMA guest line and also a Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist this Saturday. We're wishing him all the best and great luck with that. And, of course, talking about Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, the other things are happening around the league. Alex Smith, according to multiple reports, and it can't be confirmed until March 1st, and I know you do the league's business, is going to be traded to the Washington Redskins, and those same insiders are reporting that he's getting an extension of up to $71 million guaranteed. This means Kirk Cousins will likely have a new place of employment, and he'll get a new contract. So the question I would ask out of that is, is it likely that you guys would wait until that quarterback dust settles to proceed with Jimmy G's camp because you guys need to have sort of a baseline of peers and their salaries?
I kind of got lost in your question because I was thinking to myself, man, I should have stayed as a quarterback. I went to Stanford as a quarterback.
Right, man, seriously.
The reason I switched over.
You should have. But
these guys are living good. You know what? And it's such an important position. So, yeah, the reality is these guys are all making a ton of money. And, you know, that's I think everyone kind of predicted that this year, and probably Kirk Cousins had a lot to do with it, because the reality, like a lot of great positions in free agency, everybody says, why don't you go get this? Well, particularly at the key positions, the guys don't become free much. And so Kirk Cousins kind of tested that. There's some other guys whose contracts are nearing the end. So we'll see what's going to happen in the whole market. But I think our discussions and our work with Jimmy is going to be unique to to us. Obviously, there's a market and all those things that they're all taken into account. But our situation is going to be unique. And like I said, I stand by my earlier comments that, we're hopeful, we're confident, but also patient in working through this.
Good stuff. And so enough on Jimmy G. We wrung you dry. And let's move on to the other topic we'd ask before we let you go, and that's the NFL draft. And obviously, so much preparation. You guys, I think by most accounts, and I think you might think, had a pretty darn good draft last year. A lot of contributions up and down the board. Now you start thinking about this year's draft. At the 9 or the 10, first of all, how big a deal is that for you between 9 and 10? When's the coin flip?
The coin flip's going to be at the combine. And so, Reggie McKenzie and I were kind of talking trash last week about our coin flip skills. And, we'll see how that goes. But is it that big of a difference? It could be. You obviously want to win it, but, we'll let that happen. But we're going to be prepared. Our staff has done a tremendous job. One thing I really give, the prior regime to me, because I didn't make a lot of changes in our college scouting staff, and I was down there in Mobile, and I felt it all last year, but it just reconfirmed when I was around these guys and we were meeting after practices and going through the rosters. We have an extremely talented group of college scouts that work unbelievably hard. Adam Peters does a great job of leading them, and Martin Mayhew pitches in, and so we've got a really good staff that believes in tireless work and some real thoughtful guys, and I think we've got a great plan, and we will be prepared. And if we can replicate what we did last year, it's that's what you need to do in this league. You need to draft well, and then the hope is that these guys come through the system and re-sign them. That's the best way to do this thing, and that's not the only way, but it's the best way, and the draft is absolutely essential, so we will be prepared.
Well, in sort of reference to our earlier joke there, quarterback is such a sexy position. Everybody's in love with the Sam Darnolds, the Josh Rosens, the Josh Allens, the Baker Mayfields. But you know as well as anybody that the game's won in the trenches, and there are some – I think the draft Knicks are drooling over Notre Dame's Quentin Nelson and the center, Billy Price. Some people think these guys are huge talents. Can you go ahead and say that is interior offensive line a priority?
the offensive line is always a priority. I mean, we talk so much about quarterbacks and anything to make that go. You've got to be really efficient. And what I love is offenses, and that's what I loved about Kyle is that his offenses really dictate. They take the fight to them and they beat them to the punch. All the things I remember Bill Walsh used to say at Stanford, and so. We're going to keep working to build a group like that where we can really dictate, dominate the terms of how we play the game on both lines. That's very much a core belief of myself and Kyle, and that's I think that alignment in our core values is what brought us together, and we'll continue to emphasize those things. And it's like we start talking about that position. Every position is important. That's why you got to be so prepared, because unlike last year where we kind of had, things happened so early with we had a real high draft choice, we made the trade, but still we were picking third. You got a pretty good idea of the players that might be there. This year is a little different dynamic. 9 or 10, a lot can happen before then, and so you just got to be thoroughly prepared in any event. And I can tell you, it was nice being at the Senior Bowl, and I kind of glance over there at the quarterbacks every now and then, but really, really not focus too much on that. That was cool.
Well, all this talk, John, I'm thinking about, and I'm going to fly you up. We have our Little League draft Thursday night, and we've been assigned that serpentine position where we pick at the end of the first round and the start of the second, the back-to-back. So if you want to lend us a couple of your scouts, I'll be happy to take them on.
Yeah. I remember those days with my dad. He was always that guy, and we literally would have boards, a grease board up. if this kid's here, we're going here, and Mom, you might need to go pick him up every day because his mom works.
Yeah, don't make any plans.
John,
it worked.
John, it was grease boards in your day? You should see, no joke, spreadsheets now.
Oh, my God.
We have spreadsheets.
Spreadsheets, wow.
We do. But before we let you go, I lied. One last Jimmy G question, and that is, do you know what he's doing? He doesn't.
Yeah,
he does a
low.
Remarkable job of staying out of TMZ and all that stuff.
I think that's great, by the way.
Do you know what he's up to?
I think he was raised in that Patriot way, and I think his parents, they're just a very down-to-earth family, and so, you know, he's we had a great visit as he left. I think we talked about it again, you know. But he does stay low key, and I like that. I like that a lot.
Same here.
I down here, you know, I'm now visiting my family, and you know, you guys talk about the talk up there. It's everywhere. So there's a lot of people interested in him, and I like the fact that he kind of stays under the radar.
He does, John, and we always appreciate your time, man.
Yeah, thanks so much.
It's been
John.
1 year, I believe. What was it? I think we just passed the 1 year anniversary of your hire, right?
Yeah, this was the week. I mean, this is like when it was all going down. I remember, you know, talking with Kyle, flying up to Jets, and going out to meet with Kyle, and then the following week going to the Super Bowl and watching, and you know, kind of my first duties as the GM. So, been a good year and a eventful year, and looking forward to just continuing.
I believe it was the hard-rocking duo The Carpenters who sang "We've Only Just Begun."
Listen
John,
to this
right?
guy. Oh man.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, good. No, I'll get you some better music. I'll take care of you, John. Don't worry about that.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, and once again, huge congratulations on a Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist. That's an unbelievable honor.
Tremendous.
You know, just do your breathing exercises Saturday. Go see The Darkest Hour, and then we'll get back to the Niner business. We wish you all the best of luck on Saturday, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. All right.
Hey, everybody, it's Brian Murphy, and thanks for downloading the Murph and Mac podcast on KNBR.com, presented by the California Bank of Commerce. Tune in to KNBR 680, the sports leader, home of the Giants and the 49ers. And check out KNBR.com for more podcasts, breaking news, features, and analysis from around the Bay Area.